This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Minister of External Affairs has advised Indian nationals to stay put, shelter in place and avoid movement. It said any travel within Iran or to broader border crossings should be done only in close coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran and with explicit guidance. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged citizens to remain where they are for the next 48 hours, avoid electric and military installations, stay off upper floors of multi-story buildings, and coordinate any highway movement strictly with the embassy. Those in embassy-hired hotels should stay indoors and maintain regular contact with on-site embassy teams. They also advise to monitor officials' updates closely. The embassy can be contacted at +9891-2810-9115, +9891-2810-9109, +9891-2810-9102, and +9899-3217-9359 or via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Tensions across West Asia have risen sharply as Israel has intensified strikes on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Iran's power plants and bridges could be destroyed if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz and agree to a new deal. The warning comes after U.S.-Israeli airstrikes hit two bridges, a train station at Khorramabad International Airport in western Iran. Iranian officials have urged civilians, especially young people, to form human chains to protect power plants. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said 14 million people, including himself, have volunteered to defend the country. Iran has fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge, raising fears of wider economic fallout. Officials involved in diplomatic efforts say talks are ongoing, but Iran has rejected the latest U.S. proposal. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant laborers across states. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said the average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders has increased to around 1 lakh cylinders in a day from around 77,000 cylinders in February. The campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry has ended this evening after days of hectic political activity. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies of Assam, 114 Keralam, and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on the 9th of April. Authorities have tightened security and administrative measures to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen the support base across these regions. Assam correspondent reports senior BJP leader Amit Shah led the campaign for party in three districts of Barak Valley. Our Puducherry correspondent reports on the last day of the campaigning today, several national and state-level leaders participated in campaign events. After days of hectic political activity, campaigning concluded with leaders from various parties making the final appeals to voters. Our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent has filed this report on preparations for polling in Keralam.
Ahead of polling, security arrangements have been tightened across Kerala. A total of 76,000 personnel have been deployed as part of this. In addition, 160 teams of central forces have been stationed in Kerala. Meanwhile, a total of 2,040 polling booths have been identified as sensitive. Enhanced security arrangements will be put in place in these locations. A 48-hour liquor ban has also come into force across Kerala as part of the pre-poll measures. Nidhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News.
Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is various basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said that existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. Mr. Lal stated that with the decision to regularize colonies, residents would be encouraged to come forward for registration of their properties. Welcoming the move, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, with support of central government, efforts underway to transform these colonies.